Epidemiologic versus individual causal assessments in medical legal contexts. In the realm of medical legal evaluations, causal assessments are paramount for discerning the relationship between risk factors and diseases. These assessments bifurcate into two primary domains: epidemiologic causal assessments and individual causal assessments. Each approach serves distinct purposes, yet intertwines to provide a comprehensive understanding of disease causation, particularly in medical legal scenarios. Epidemiologic causal assessments. Epidemiologic causal assessments are designed to evaluate whether a purported risk factor is genuinely a determinant of disease rather than a mere association. This involves a rigorous analysis of population-level data to ascertain if eliminating the risk factor would lead to a reduction in the incidence of the disease. For example, factors such as force, repetition, obesity, or diabetes mellitus are scrutinized to determine their causal link to specific diseases. A critical aspect of this assessment is the necessity for the risk factor's removal to result in fewer cases of the disease, thereby establishing its causality. The epidemiologic approach utilizes various study designs such as cohort studies, case control studies, and randomized controlled trials to investigate these relationships. The criteria for causation, often guided by Bradford Hill's criteria, include considerations such as strength of association, consistency, specificity, temporality, biological gradient, plausibility, coherence, experiment, and analogy. Individual causal assessments. In contrast, individual causal assessments apply the principles derived from epidemiologic evaluations to specific cases. This involves determining whether a particular individual's condition is attributable to a certain exposure or event. Such assessments are crucial in medical legal cases where the linkage between a disorder and an accident, the side effects from a therapeutic modality, or the work-relatedness of a disease must be established. For instance, in determining the work-relatedness of a disease, the evidence from the clinical evaluation, including the patient's history, physical examination, and relevant testing, is meticulously analyzed. This evidence is then compared against the literature on pertinent exposure factors to ascertain whether occupational exposures significantly contributed to the development, aggravation, or persistence of the condition. Determining work-relatedness of disease. The determination of work-relatedness hinges on a thorough clinical evaluation. This includes a comprehensive review of the individual's medical history, occupational history, and a detailed physical examination. Additionally, diagnostic testing and a review of all available medical records play a pivotal role. The evidence gathered is then evaluated in light of epidemiologic data to determine if occupational exposures have significantly contributed to the disease. This process often involves a comparison with established epidemiologic studies to assess the likelihood of causation. For example, if an individual develops a respiratory condition and has a history of exposure to industrial dust, the medical legal physician will review epidemiologic data linking such exposures to respiratory diseases. If a strong causal association is found in the literature and the clinical evidence supports this linkage, the condition may be deemed work-related. Historical perspective on causal inference. The science of causal inference has evolved significantly over the years. Early approaches were often based on anecdotal evidence and limited observational data. However, the development of epidemiologic methods and the introduction of more rigorous scientific standards have transformed causal assessments into a robust and systematic discipline. Notable milestones include the establishment of the Bradford Hill criteria in the 1960s, which provided a structured framework for evaluating causation. Subsequent advancements in statistical methods and the increasing availability of large-scale epidemiologic data have further refined the ability to discern causal relationships. In conclusion, both epidemiologic and individual causal assessments are integral to the practice of medical legal evaluations. Epidemiologic assessments provide the foundational evidence of causation at a population level, while individual assessments apply these principles to specific cases. Together, they ensure that determinations of disease causation, particularly in work-related contexts, are based on rigorous scientific evidence and comprehensive clinical evaluation. This dual approach not only upholds the integrity of medical legal assessments, but also safeguards the health and rights of individuals within occupational settings.